Professor David Haslam. I'm a GP and chair of the National Obesity Forum. The key issues this year, the point is that the National Obesity Forum was set up in 2000, and we seem to have heard nothing else but the problem with obesity and obesity-related illness and obesity in schools and school food and fast food and everything else for the past 12 years ever since we've existed. But the problem's still getting worse. So it's pretty demoralizing all round. So what we're trying to do this year is put a very basic aspect on what we can do about it. So a certain amount is, as you say, the shadow minister talking about her plans, and she's got a passion about obesity and the problems related to it. But some of it is just what do you do? What do you do when you're in clinic on a Monday morning? Basic dietary advice, physical activity, some stuff about weight loss surgery. So it's just, it's come to the point where we can't keep seeing this epidemic get worse and worse. There's got to be a way of reversing it.
Who do you think the responsibility lies with here?
Whenever we hear one aspect of the problem, so last week it was should fast food restaurants be banned within half a mile of schools? And yeah, that's a pretty good idea, but that on its own isn't going to make a scrap of difference, because they'll just go to the corner shop instead, and the food in schools is better than it was, but it's still pretty hopeless in many cases. So the answer is that it's across the board, it's everybody's responsibility, and I include personal responsibility in that, personal choices, but it's everybody's responsibility, from public health to clinicians to the individual.
I'm sure parents as well, it's a conscious decision that they'll make when they're sorting out their child's lunch or deciding what their children have got to eat. What role can parents be playing?
Well, parents have a difficult role in all this, because of course they're choosing the food and the activity and everything that their kids do, but then they're only relying on the guidelines that they're given by public health and by the government and by the food industry and so on. And a lot of the advice we've been given is entirely wrong. And so parents think that they're doing their kids a favour by basing the food on carbohydrate foundations, whereas those dodgy carbohydrates are exactly the thing that are doing the harm in the first place. So a sandwich and a bag of crisps sounds fine, doesn't it? But that's very high in refined carbs and actually bad for you. So, we feel sorry for parents being given naff information.
I guess as well, it's not only the eating side of things, it's also the getting people active.
Yes, it's the cornerstones of treatment, by which I mean prevention and management of obesity, is based on lifestyle. It's what you do, diet and physical activity. We have a dwindling number of medications and drugs for obesity, and bariatric surgery, weight loss surgery, is reducing in amounts being commissioned at the moment. So, yes, we really are back to basics on diet and activity.